grace and blessings. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional is Harmony in Relationships. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3 say the following: always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Relationships are a precious gift from God, meant to enrich our lives and draw us closer to Him. Yet, in the complexities of human interactions, it's easy to stumble and find yourself in discord. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, they provide us a beautiful blueprint for nurturing healthy, harmonious relationships. First and foremost, we are all called to be humble and gentle. Humility lays the foundation for empathy and understanding. Humility is one of those things where you don't tell people that you're humble, because then you're no longer humble when you say it. It allows us to see that the worth and value in others is there, recognizing that we are all cherished because we are creations and children of God. Gentleness, in turn, softens our words and actions, fostering an atmosphere of care and compassion. Patience is the next cornerstone. I know that's a big one. In the ebb and flow of relationships, we encounter imperfections and shortcomings. Patience invites us to extend grace, making allowances for each other's faults. It gives us the opportunity to be able to show a side of God that we normally don't show, right? It's a reminder that none of us are perfect, and it's through love that we grow and learn together. As you guys know, love is the bedrock of all relationships. It is the driving force behind our actions. It's a selfless, enduring commitment to the well-being and flourishing of those we hold dear. Love strengthens bonds, transcends differences, and brings us all into a state of unity. The pursuit of unity is an active endeavor. It requires intentional effort to keep ourselves united in the Spirit. This unity isn't about uniformity, but about recognizing our shared purpose in Christ. It's about binding ourselves together with peace, resolving conflicts in a way that builds bridges and fosters reconciliation. Yes, that's that word. We are ministers of reconciliation. So today, let us reflect in our relationships. Are we approaching them with humility, gentleness, and patience? Are we loving unconditionally and seeking unity? Let us commit to nurturing our connections in a way that honors God and brings forth His blessings. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for the gift of relationships. Help us to approach them with humility, gentleness, and patience. Fill our hearts with Your boundless love, that we may love others as You love us. At least let us try to do so, my God. Guide us in the pursuit of unity and grant us the wisdom to navigate conflicts with grace and peace. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Make it your business today to call that person up that you need to call up. Find the harmony in your relationships and be the one to set it off. Don't wait for them to do it. You do it. Peace and blessings.